welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message. Do you know who you are? Jesus made a very firm and strong statement when he said, "No man can serve two masters. You'll either love the one and hate the other. You can't serve God and mammon, the things of this world." And no one also can be double-minded and not be defeated. What does that, what when we think about that, double-minded, because James says in 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so double-minded means you may understand what the Word of God says, however circumstances, I mean, by faith, you read what's on in the book, on the page, and yet your experiences seem to contradict that. And you would, you know, in fear or uncertainty, all the things that come in when we doubt, is God going to work this out? Is God going to make a way? We actually are double-minded because in one sense, yeah, we know what the Word says, but our personal, emotional, psychologically experience is quite different. That's why there's such instability. Solomon said in Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And so what do we do when troubles and circumstances like this come? We stand in faith, and you know, the just shall live by faith, right? We do not take our truth from what circumstances say. Not that we don't deny them, but by faith we call those things that are not as though they were. And Jesus, he said, without faith it's impossible to please God. We want to have faith, and much of our spiritual walk in God has to do with a greater and greater increase in trust in God, faith in God. And we can sometimes start with little things, and as we see God move and answer prayer, he encourages us to ask. He said, ask largely, right, that your joy may be full. Jesus is such, he's a wonderful Savior. He's so full of compassion. He loves you. And if you're hurting right now, he doesn't want you to hurt. And yet sometimes when we are going through the storms of life, we get, you know, we wander away. We get caught up in the stuff that life brings, and we get hurt, and we get in danger when we get out from under the care of the shepherd. Mark 6:34 tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion towards the people. And you know, one of the saddest states a Christian could get into is that of one not sensing the shepherd there, not having Jesus, the good shepherd, be with you. And for those who are unsaved, he's moved with compassion. Remember, that's what I said. He was moved with compassion toward, they were as a sheep without a shepherd. He's moved with compassion for those that don't know him. And he wants them to have a shepherd. He wants you to know he will be so faithful to you. And they need to, the unsaved need to experience that love and care that comes from the ministry of Jesus. And you know, I this was years ago, but somehow, I don't know, I printed this out. This is actually a true story, and it was so long ago I cannot remember the details. But this was a story of a sheep. I think it was in New Zealand, and it got away from the shepherd. It got away from the herd, and it was all by itself. I don't know how long. I mean, years maybe. It was away a long, long time. And they took a picture of this, and when that sheep eventually was found, I don't know if it went on the internet or it was on local television, but this sheep, I declare, I mean, when you first look at it, it's really funny, but it's, in a sense, it's really pitiful because they must have sheared, I don't know, 50 pounds off of this poor sheep. You could hardly see its little legs. The wool had grown so thick that I don't even know how it ate, because the picture I'm looking at, you couldn't see its eyes. You could see its little nose and mouth. Its ears were there, but I declare there must have been, a good 5 or 6 inches of wool growing up around his face. I don't know how he ate. Anyway, the poor thing was found and it was sheared, and that was, that's a very practical example of the importance of sheep staying next to the shepherd. I think I sent them a Pershey once. It's like, don't get like this. Stay close to your shepherd. Jesus cares for us in wonderful ways, and, you know, I think once I read a little book about sheep, they're not very smart. They need a shepherd, and a lot of times they'll just follow a leader. I mean, a sheep could run into a moving stream, the whole bunch of them, and they can be drowned. They don't do well in moving water. I mean, it will kill them. They will drown because their wool gets so heavy. And that's why they like still streams. He leads me beside still waters. He knows what is good for us. And I just want to just pray right now. Father, there are many little sheep. They've got thorns. They've got things stuck on their fur. And Lord, their wool. And God, I'm asking that you will minister to them. You are the good shepherd. You have laid down your life for your sheep. And Father, we thank you that you are there to rescue us. Just as David, he fought the lion and the bear. You've already done that, Jesus, when he would snatch. He was a shepherd. He learned about the things of God when he was alone with the flock. And just as David was a mighty warrior defending, taking his own life in hazard against a lion and against a bear, he fought for them. And how much more, Lord, have you done that? You paid the ultimate price. You laid down your life. No greater love hath a man that he lay down his life for his friend. So, Father, right now I ask you to minister to those who are hurting, those who need your touch, Father. I pray that you will do it in Jesus' name. For the Lord would say, my little one, I will wipe away your tears. As you give that heavy burden to me, I will take it from you. And as you entrust it to me, you will know that an experience, a peace that I would give you, a peace that passes understanding. I know the complexity of situations. I know the past. I know the future. And so trust me, beloved. Trust me, my little one, and know that I hold your future in my hand. And there is nothing that stands before you. There is no treacherous way that seems to be your only choice, that I will not be with you and deliver you out of the paw of the bear and the lion. I will protect you. My rod, my staff, my word will be a comfort to you. I will lead you in the way of righteousness, and you shall rejoice because I am your good shepherd, and I love you and care tenderly for you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows what we go through. He suffered. He shed tears. He experienced pain. But victory is ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. So many have come to Jesus to care for them, to care for their needs, and he will do that. Have you noticed, when you first came to Jesus, we were all babies then, and he would wipe away every tear and brush off every bit of dust and, pull out all the things that were troubling us, out of our wool, if you were. But many times as he wants us to grow up, just as a child learns to dress itself, feed itself. We need to grow in the things of God. We need to put on the armor of God. We need to do what God's words tells us to do and not act like a petulant child pouting if we don't, you know, get an answer right when we think we ought to. God is not at our beck and call. We have to be careful of the attitudes we have. And in some cases, they don't really want to be in submission to His Word or to the Word of God or to the shepherds, those whom God, the under-shepherds whom God has set in authority over them. And they are like sheep who have broken through the fence. They're fearful. They're unbalanced. They're at the mercy of wolves. And Jesus loves you. He fully identifies Himself with your needs, with the needs of His sheep, whatever those personal needs are, your spiritual needs. He knows the circumstances you're in. And He wants you to respond to Him in love, in obedience, in faithfulness, in responsiveness to His Word. What do sheep do? Well, the shepherd goes before them and he leads the way. So you follow Jesus in the way that He shows you, the way He directs you, and you will not be hurt. You will not be disappointed. He cares for you, beloved. Praise God. Well, my time has again flown so swiftly, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. As always, I invite you to write, to share your prayer needs. God is moving in wonderful ways. I should share some testimony. It's been a while, but a brother writing from San Lorenzo says, I've been going over some of the letters you've written to me in the last 1 to 3 years, and they've been wonderful and have been filled with encouragement, compassion, and love, and have helped me to be inspired and enlightened. God bless you and the UCM family. A brother writing from San Lorenzo. Praise God. Well, beloved, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. The Lord knows your needs, and if He's moving on you to write, He has a reason. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family. Just believing God for His blessings, His breakthrough, His provision in your lives. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.